Syrian Virtual University, International Law, Dr. Imad Din Muhammad, Module 1, Lesson 1, Introduction to International Law. This lesson covers pages 1 to 11. This recording is presented by Light Initiative, Voice Raghat Hammam. Learning objectives. By the end of this chapter, you should be able to understand the definition of international law, recognize what international law is, determine why international law is necessary, acknowledge the criticism of the effectiveness of international law, identify the differences between customary international law and treaties, explain the characteristics of international law, have a knowledge of the development of the international law, be aware of the challenges of international law, and be able to discuss the two main examples of current issues affecting international regulations. Definition. The classic meaning of international law means a set of rules which govern the relations between states during war or peace. However, this definition is no longer used as a result of dramatic changes which have occurred within the international relations scene. Contemporary international law can now be defined as a body of rules which regulate the conduct. Of the subjects of international law, such as states and other international organizations in their dealings with each other. Is international law law? International law is law. Most states acknowledge this, and some states refer to international law in their own constitutions so that they can act in accordance with it. States will employ their own legal advisors to formulate, present, and defend their state's position in international law. Even though international law is recognized, its effectiveness has been criticized. Such critics may have high expectations of how international law should operate, which could prove to be unrealistic. International law cannot enforce states upon political issues. International law cannot of itself and by itself dictate the policies of states. As a result, the fact that law can be violated does not in itself actually negate a legal system's effectiveness. This may appear a rather contradictory statement. International law is concerned with promoting international cooperation and achieving coexistence among states. When international law is weakened, it is not the fault with international law itself, but with those who operate within the international legal system. The characteristics of international law. International law is not imposed upon states, and there is no international legislature. The international legal system is decentralized, and it is established on consensus. International law is established essentially in one of two ways: through the practice of states, which is known as customary international law; through agreements entered into by states, which are known as treaties. Critics may argue that the lack of a strong enforcement mechanism within international law is a weakness. Two examples of the absence of enforcement measures within international law are: there is no international police force. There is no international court with compulsory jurisdiction to which states are required to submit. However, this does not mean that international law cannot be effective. International law can impose sanctions upon a state in an effort to control that state's conduct. Though some may argue that sanctions have not always proved the effective and can actually be counterproductive. If international law is violated, there is a resource of action to which the victim state can refer to. Treaties can be suspended or even terminated, or the assets of offending state may be frozen. The United Nations Security Council has the power to authorize economic sanctions, and force may be used in specific circumstances. Public opinion can also be an effective sanction. States want to be seen to be complying with international law. This can be demonstrated in the way that some states will take considerable measures to justify their particular position in international law. There is an international court to which states can refer their disputes to for settlement. States, however, must agree to submit to the court, but there is no legal compulsion on them to do so. This in itself could also be seen as another element of weakness within international law, as it is seen as both contradictory and excusatory. Despite this, the role of reciprocity in a state's observance to international law is important. One example is with regard to the position of sovereignty. It is within a state's own interest to respect territorial sovereignty of other state as they in response should respect its territorial sovereignty. The development of international law. International law is a relatively modern system. Contemporary international law has its roots in the growth of secular sovereignty of Western Europe. There was a need for the law to regulate the relations of states with each other. The rules of war and rules concerning diplomatic immunity were the earliest expression of international law. The age of discovery in the 16th and 17th centuries brought with it the development of rules governing the attaining of territory. At the same time, the principle of a freedom of siege was being established. As such, international law grew out of necessity in order for states to coexist and cooperate with each other. International law established the perimeters of state action and national competence so that the state enjoyed the freedom of action. International law continued to expand as international dealings increased, and by the 19th century had evolved, geographically at least, into a universal system of law. It remained, however, rooted in the Western European traditions, maintaining values in both its concept and content with European bias. The 20th century has witnessed major changes which have had repercussions for international legal system. The sovereign independent state has been challenged in many ways. Two world wars brought devastation, but also former colonial territories gained their independence. The 20th century has seen a greater emphasis on the international cooperation, which enables states to work together rather than individually. Those matters which were once considered exclusively within the domain of domestic jurisdiction are now susceptible to international regulation. Those matters which were once considered exclusively within the domain of domestic jurisdiction are now susceptible to international regulation. However, the use of force has been prohibited except in defined circumstances. International law is no longer the preserve of some 50 states, as it now includes 185 states. As international law expands and encompasses more states, it can no longer be considered as an exclusively Western domain. The new states may hold and present their own viewpoints, which can be contrary to those held by the old states. They do not challenge the existence of international law per se, but they do challenge the substantive content of some of the rules of international law. Examples include the measure of compensation to be awarded in respect of the expropriation of property belonging to foreign owners. With respect to human rights, the articulation of third-generation rights. The European bias of international law has now been effectively dismantled. Political ideologies other than those of capitalism are now heard with international discourses, including those ideologies once considered as being communist or socialist. Modern technology has allowed more regular international contact and has created new areas for international regulation. Two examples of new areas for international regulation are outer space and the deep seabed. In addition, international law has had to meet new challenges which demand an international response either at governmental level or at the international level when individual state action proves to be inadequate or deficient. Two contemporary examples which have been the subject of international regulation are the environment and human rights. However, international regulation will only be effective if states respond by pursuing domestic policies which comply with common international opinion. The end of lesson 1.